You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam in Tmidin Musafin, Pek Zayin, Halacha of Chav Dalet, Mitzvah Zu of Sfiras HaOmer is Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, and every male, U'b'chol Mokom B'chol Zman, it doesn't matter where you are, B'chol Zman, it doesn't matter if there's no Binyan Beis HaMikdash. In words, in the Gemara itself, it says that one man, the Amma, used to count, even though it's mitzvah mimne yaymin mitzvah shvui, he only counted the mimne yaymin nata shvui because zeichel mikdash. It's mashma that it depends upon the mikdash. You need a mikdash, you have that the korbanos is going on. The Rambam doesn't pass going the Rambam says that it's a machloikis. The Rambam learned it's a machloikis in the Gemara. And since it's a machloikis, the Rambam passed like the man da'amar, that it's not totally in Beis Hamikdash, or some want to say that the Rambam's shita is because you could be makriv karbonis bisman hazeh. The Rambam's shita is you could be makriv makriven af bishem bayis, and that Gemara is going with the man the Amar. They're not allowed to be makriv. Rambam's shita is you can really be mechav tzchaim. Is already oimid on lekutei halachas. Why we don't bring karbonis bisman hazeh? Ki yadu ab tzvi hesh kalosh 150 years ago wanted to go up to Yerushalayim and be makriv karbonis. But a kopanim, the Rambam says, "V'noshim v'avodim p'turin mitzvirus oimer." They're part of from mitzvirus oimer. Zok the Kesa Mishnah, the mitzvah seishas man gramahu. So mitzvah seishas man grama. The Mabit also in Kiryat Seif says a pashut because it's in this man between Shavuos Pesach and Shavuos second day of Shavuos. So this is man grama. El chaz man grama more than that. And then so too the Seif Achinuch and Shinva. The Achreinim discovered a Ramban. Achreinim discovered a Ramban. Then in the Sugi of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, so it says, Ezu Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. So it says over there, Tzitzis. Tzvil, and so forth. It says, Ezu Mitzvah Seishas Einas Man Grama, Maka, Veda, Shluch, Hakei, and so forth. Dr. Ramban, Vehevi Yodeya, the high Tana, this Braisa, the Hochi Toni, Ezu mitzvah seishas man grama kagon sukkah. Ezu mitzvah the ton of a shy he left out because he left out. Obviously he left out because he didn't say she at the end he says she ubal apart and frat hevelay lemisne elohin mitz these are right. Ezu means give me an example. Elohin would be mashu these are. Ezu means these are examples of it. So he says for instance I'll give you a mitzvah seishas man grama. He left out two of them: Meira Aveim, Kibud Aveim, Bikurim, Chala, Kisi Adam, Reishis Agez, Matonis, Israel Chaim Keva, Sfira Sa'omer, Prika, Tiina, Pigeon, Petach, Hamar, Rav Mitzvahs came. So in the Ramban's Lashon, all of a sudden he uses a Lashon, he says, Sfira Sa'omer. That Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama. With the davar taima, what do you mean ein hazman grama? You count between Shavuos, Pesach, and Shavuos. So some wanted to change the girsa in the Ramban, that the Ramban means spheres of a woman that has to count. So even though it's 7 days, but it could be any time. Even though it's counted for 7 days, but lemaisa, right? This man is any time. That's not called. That's just a shear. Exactly. That's a good word. But lemaisa is in all the printing of the Rambans and all the there are people checked up. It all says Sfira Sa'omer. And then recently there was a yid. I don't know if some you know Meisha Yehuda Blau. His name was of Blau. He used to go around yeshivas when we were kids selling svarim. They used to say that he went into the Vatican and used to you remember and what to memorize the Baal Peh. He had a photographic memory. What? Avram Minahar was this famous one, but he put out many, many Rishonim. It was also, in those days, it cost a lot of money. It was like $18 a volume in those days, when Svarim were like $4 or $5. But that's what they said. I remember him going around, when I was a teenager, going around selling these Svarim. But like David said, his famous say, Avram Minahar, because it opened up Nedarim very much. But upon him, in there, in the Shita Kadmonius on Bava Kama, there's a tshuva from the son of the Ram Chalava where he says that my Rebbe, the Ramban, said that Sfira Sa'im is not a mitzvah cessation's man grama. And the question is why? So today, being that it's a little short, Rosh Chodesh, we're going to go through the Achreinim, who said, again, I don't know where Yaakov is. I guess he must be away. I couldn't get through to him. So the first one that we want to is the Divrei Yecheskel, Reb Cheskel Bornstein. He brings this Ramban, the Dvar of Lachar Tmurin. The Reis Fir Sa'im, Hevelay Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, Kamoish Kasam Rambam, and the Chinuch. So he says like this. In a few days from now, we'll be doing Kiddush Levana, right? The Gemara says they do Kiddush Levana when the moon comes out. When you start, it's different. That's already in the Poiskim. Why we wait? We wait for it to be a little more brighter. But anyway, the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Tav Chavav says, Noshim Peturis, women are potter from Kiddush Levana, the Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama Hu. It's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. I forgot what you can only do till half the month. V'hafgav the hemekaimim kol mitzvah seke go in sukkah. Mitzvah zu hemekaim neshehem garmu p'gama levana shla. Shla says they caused p'gama levana, which is not clear what that means, because originally the levana itself caused itself. So I guess what Moshe this one says, that there was this different type of p'gama levana that doesn't give its own light. That's a different thing with the chait. But anyway, he says it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Comes along a Shlomo Kluger, and he says, that's, to me, that doesn't seem to be a mitzvah seishas man grama. I can only do it half the month.
That's a physical condition.
Zok Tov Shlomo Kluger, let's read it, his lashon. He says, no shaykhas mitzvah seishas man grama. The klal zeh lo nemarak b'mitzvah, the gufa mitzvah, Shaycha Tamid, a mitzvah you could do all the time. For instance, b'cholin and b'chol zman could go in matzah, even though women are chayav, but it's a zman grama. Sukkah, luluf, the mitzvah zuef shoskayim b'cheshem b'kor tishrei. Right? You could do the next month too if you wanted. You could take a luluf. You won't get a mitzvah. Why? Because at the right time. You could do it. He says you can eat matzah in a year now. You can eat matzah in a year, but you don't get a mitzvah. Right? Forget that. The Chazon Ishal not to eat matzah on Pesach. Sheni, you know, the Tishtikol Shail of a Baal Toysif. Right? The Velt does it. But Chazon Ish Tainit, maybe it's a question about Toysif. Kimboi Benissen. Va'af a Pekin, you don't get the mitzvah. The Torah says only these days. But you could do it. But like a man says, he says, the Menia Megufa Mitzvah is Baicha, something that you can't do because you physically can't do it. The mitzvah is not to say these new words. The mitzvah is to say these new words on a new moon. And since there's no new, right? 2 days ago was the 20-something. You couldn't say, or tonight even is the 30th, right? Today's the 30th. Not really Rosh Chodesh yet. So the pshat was, I couldn't understand Levi's Yiddish that well. So when was the not that I've seen Yiddish. What?
4 o'clock this afternoon.
No, today. Oh, that's okay, fine. So, what? 4 o'clock where?
Yeshua.
Shalom. Okay, you sure?
That's what it says.
Okay, fine. Okay, the Gabbai has to know that. That makes it Nafkamina, big Nafkamina. That means it's really not the same time as over here. But anyway, Kopatami says the pshat is you don't have a new moon. It's an old moon, right? The 20th of the month. You can't say, I'm doing Kiddush Levana, but I'm not Yotze. You're not doing it. So something that the reason, or is, for instance, what if the Rebbeinu Shalom this month would make the moon keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger at a different pace than all the other months? It'll get full moon by the 20th. So you could say till the 20th, right? So it's not Toli in Zman, it's Toli in Metzias. Zoktub Shlomo Kluger, that's not called Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. I, women, don't do it. He says, okay, could be because of Gamal Avon. But he says it's to him, that doesn't seem to say. He says at the end over here, Kachal Avon B'chol Chodesh, he says like this. He says, let's say if there's a mitzvah to make on a Elan Shachionu. So you're going to say it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. Okay, nowadays we don't relate it because we can get fruit any time of the year. But in the old days, right, certain fruits are only found in this season. You're going to say it's a man grama. It's not that it's a man grama. You only find these fruit in this time. At this time, you don't find that fruit. They couldn't freeze them. They couldn't preserve them. They didn't have anything to have that fruit around. But it's not the pshat is this man is gerim. He says, "V'ainz a mitzvah shas mangra kach barver abonon lo doko b'haymos." That's mechilas kvoidim ram. He argues on that. Now, in the Mishnah in Bikurim, so the Mishnah Bikurim says that elu, this the mitzvah Bikurim is to bring Bikurim, and to be kovered the parasha of Bikurim, right? So certain times you find that you're not koira. So one of the things it says is there are people that are mevian ve'ena koirim. Noshim. Noshim are mevian bikurim, but they're not koirim because they can't say aladama ashena sata li, right? Because they have no Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael, and geirim and so forth, avadim, because they have no chelik. But it does say in that Mishnah, noshim achayev pashtis, it says noshim mevian bikurim. They bring bikurim. So the question is that Bikurim, right? Bikurim are only brought till Chanukah, right? The Gemara says, or you bring it only till Zman Chanukah. All right, let's just wait a second. So Rabbi Kivega there, Mishnayis, is oimed on that. Why women, it's Pashas and the Mishas, Masha, thank you. Perek Aleph. Mishnah Hey. Yeah. Mevin vo shein yachoy ma shem asata li Hashem. So kivega then Mishnah Yis is Oymed. He brings from a Turi Evan. Why is it a mitzvah say shazman grama? Now the Chinuch himself says it is. It's just the Rabbanan that they bring it. Pasha is not that way. Why would they be chayvin this Rabbanan more than any other mitzvah? And Chas Chinuch asks. So he says, the Zman of Oskar Humi menachag vat Chanukah. So the Dafka mitzvah she'enig noig because man mitzad atzmoy. Something that's not noig all the time because that's the din. Zemikri is man grama. In other words, I could sit in a sukkah any time. I could blow a shayf any time. But you'd only get the mitzvah because of a certain time. Avahad the min Chanukah ve'elech from Chanukah ain't a mevi. That day you don't bring from Chanukah ve'elech. Yisoktav kivega ain't a mitzad atzmoy shel yomim gurim. The days she'enig b'nei avoy you can't bring. Eladava acha gurim lehem. She'ein mitzuyin al piyas sada oid. V'ilu hayu mitzuyin oid al piyas sada yameva. But if somehow fruit would still grow till April, so then you'd bring it then. Ela dav achagam da'in kriyo bizman simcha. She'zeh zman k'tziru l'kita she'odam sameach ben. V'ilu hayu gam achachag zman k'tziru l'kita hayu ben mizroi l'kriya. Hilkach lav mitzvah seisha zman gromaninu mishum achi nasham mavias. And Kriya, they're only potter because they can't say. No, it's saying, why aren't they potter Kriya because man grama? Because that's true. Kriya's not man grama till Chanukah. It's only because that's his man simcha. In a rural society, right, when you go ahead and you have fruits, agricultural society, people are happy at that time. Mikra de'ena yocholam ashoz Turi Evan. That's what he quotes from the Turi Evan. A similar type of svara. Now, interesting, Reb Shulayim Diskin, in one of his tshuvas, the end of the Kutchas Akron, talks about if women are chayv in Birkas Chama. Right? A woman chayv in Birkas Chama. Birkas Chama is once every 28 years. So what would you say?
No, it's not the same. Yes, according to this
word,
yes.
What? That they should be chayv. Right? So the Chazon Ish held that way too. They told him that the Chassam Sefer says that women are potter. Women shouldn't go to do. That's what they told him, the Chassam Sefer. So the Chazon Ish, when people would ask him, he says, don't ask me. He didn't want to pass against the Chassam Sefer, but he held that women are chayv, but he didn't want to say anything. That was Zaytman. But Nechshuleib says, but interesting, B'Torah Dvarav, he says that it's not the same, and I was like this, it's 28 years, not because Stam, they decide every 28 years, give him. 28 years, the sun is in the same position on a Wednesday as it was in Maaseh Bereishis, right, in a certain astronomical position. He says, and it's not doimet to Birkas Alavana, Kiddush Levana, we call it, that over there, the Paiske, meaning among them, says it's man grama. So it's just not. In other words, he's being oimet up Shlomo Kook's Kashi. He says, over there, you have to make it when it's a new moon. And it is still a new moon. After the 15th, it stays a full moon. But since it reached it already, you don't say it. So he says, that's not a physical zach. The next few days, when it's still a full moon, you don't say it because they said, no, that's it, you don't say anymore. That's called Zman Grama. Somebody like a Chiddush. But the same type of Svara. Okay, by Koponim, you have this type of Svara. What Rav Meir is saying is that it's not the Zman that's Gurimit. The Metzius is that you can't do it right now. Comes along Divrei Cheskel, and he says over here also, you could say a similar Zach. He says, when do you start counting? Right? Tes Zion, the 16th. Not because the Torah says count to Tes Zion. The Torah says, when you bring a carbon. the carbon is tolling in the Zman, but what is the thing that's gerim the mitzvah? Davos Oim. Of course, it's a little different because that over there, it's a physical mitzvah. So it's also a physical mitzvah. You can't bring the carbon, but the carbon is tolling in the Zman. The Ramban held that's also called a Zman Grama. Ain't a Zman Grama. What? What? It's a svara. It's not a. It's a limud zchus on why they shouldn't do it. It's not a. It's all like, yeah. I mean, mechatesi the. Some cipher says that, but it's very hard to say that because of that. There's no mitzvah. So stay in your house and look in the. Go on top of the roof where no one is looking. What? Yes, so go on your. You can do it on the roof. You're right. I mean, some sefer says that's why a woman doesn't light either ishtik gufa, but it's a tam, and it's hard to argue. Okay, but a kaponim like this. So he says like this. He says because it doesn't say count on the 16th. The ksiv across the fatochem and machas haShabbos miyom aviyachem esayma. You can only do it once you bring the carbon. When do you bring the carbon? The 16th. So even though the carbon is tolling in the Zman, but the mitzvah is not tolling in the Zman. The mitzvah is tolling in the physical mitzvahs. If the carbon oimer was some other day, it's fine. Okay, that's the Divya Cheskut Vavad. It's a little different than the case I gave. Then the Yeshiva Velt says it's really a three-day Eish. Yechiel Yankov Weinberg, who's a Talmud of Slobodka, he was a very big person. He was not married, you know that. And he had a... What? For a very short while. But he wasn't married. Right. But a koponim, Lanias Dait Hu Posh, he says a svar like this. He says very bekitzah, but that's what he means. He says the mitzvah is to count, is not to count during the oimer. The mitzvah is to count the days of the oimer. In other words, you have to count the days from Tezai Nissen till Hay Sivan, right? The way our calendar works. You have to count those 49 days. Not count in those days. Count those days. So those days have to be counted. When do you have to do it? You don't. You could do it any time. But you can't count it during the year because they're not here. How could you count money in the bank if you don't have it? You only count the day when it's in front of you. So what's Gerim? The Gerim is not the Zman. The Gerim is that these days are here now. Or it's not like Lulav. Lulav, because it's Sukkot, therefore, no. It's because the Torah says, take it on this Zman. That's what you got to do. Over here, the Torah didn't say, do this mitzvah on this Zman. The Torah said, count these days. Which days? The days, these days that are in between Pesach and Shavuot. It's not during these days count, but count these days. You follow the difference? Count these days. Counting these days, his lashon is like this, but this. Tzvius Oima, Zman hu atzmus shel mitzvah, hu mechuyiv limnoi soyisom yom shebein Pesach, lo shayach loimar, ki zeh mitzvah shel zman groma, v'doi ki amukku. In other words, he's saying is, that there's a difference between when the Zman says, oh, now that it's you Aleph Tishrei, blow a shofar. Now that it's Tesvav Tishrei, take a lulav, sit in the sukkah. Now it's Tesvav Nissen, eat matzah. It's not now that it's Tes Zayin Nissen count. Count Tes Zayin Nissen. So it's not the Zman that's being gurim you. It's you count it as Zman. So it could be, according to him, let's say you would count after Tzvius Oim. It could be that's not called... That would not be called Baal. Let's say a person would take a lulav in the middle of the year. So it's a shayla in the Gemara, but it's called Baal Toysev. According to those sheet, it's called Baal Toysev. Why? Because you're eating it, like we said before, the Chazon Ish says, eating matzah Pesach Sheni, right? It's Baal Toysev, right? Those rebbes that make Zdarim, it's hard to understand what it means. A Seder, what does it mean that they drink Dalet Koysev? It's not a pell. I don't understand that. Right. I mean, mainly eat matzah, what? Pesach Sheni. Yeah, right, Mela, you eat matzah, all right, it's a zikaron. Some say that's why we eat, when do we eat the matzahs? What? Your dalet, you should eat your tesvav at night. Minhag HaOlam is not only to eat Yodala, but Yodala in the morning. Yodala in the morning is not this. So that's why Rav Meir Don says for Navinezer, maybe it's a, the Veld doesn't, so it shouldn't be Bal Toysef, shouldn't be on this man. But okay, the Chazon Yishol, you're doing it, could be you're doing it L'Shem Mitzi, you don't realize. But those Rebbes that make Takatishim with Dalit Koysis, with Mara, I understand that. All right, you'll ask those people that know, the Rebbes at least. But Enechanami, if a person takes a lulav now, it's Bal Toysef. A person blows a shofar, L'Shem Mitzi. If a person counts Sphere in the middle of the year, it's not Bal Toysef. Why? Because he's not counting the days of Omer. What are you counting? You're saying, Ayayim Shnei Yomim. Yayim is not Shnei Yomim. It's just like Meir said. What are you going to say? Oh, look at this beautiful Levana. What beautiful Levana? The Levana is not out. It's an old Levana. It's not a Chiddush Levana. So it will be no Bal Toysef. That's the Swedish. It's a very nice Svara. Okay, again, not that there's a problem with it, but Lamaisa is. It isn't this man. That's this man you're supposed to do it. Okay, but that's what he's saying. Shot in the Ramban. Now, the only problem is, it's not a problem, but Davinez himself asked, I had this kasha too, is that the Paiskim, when they bring this din, that woman Atakapata, from Sphere Simon, Tough Pay Test, the Magen Avraham, says like this. He says, Noshim Pturis Mesfira, the heavy mitzvah says Shazman Grama. Zman Makam is Rambam. Of course, the words mitzvah Shazman Grama is not the Lashon of Rambam, it's the Kesav Mishnah and the Mabit who say it, but that's right. Then he brings Vachain Kosov Bezoyar. Brings a Zoya. The Goyin also brings a Zoya. So it's a Mufur Shechazal. Okay, I don't know if you can ask on the Ramban, if he's showing him Akasha. Well, maybe it's Akasha. Avinezer Taka, you know, he's sort of Bederech. At the end, when he brings this Ramban, he says, "Ach bezor kodesh parshas tzava mufurish noshim pturis misfir sa'oimah." So I'll first say over the Avinez, and then we'll talk about how maybe you could be miyashiv the Ramban with the Zoya. So he says, "Notice we have two pshat." Divrei Cheskel says that it's not tolly in zman; it's tolly in avos carbon. The Sri Deishas Vart, that's not tolly in zman; it's tolly in counting the zman. This man, just you can't count this man unless you're in that zman. And now the Avinezer says a shtickle different. He says like this, because the Torah says, "Miyom aviyachem," right? Shiakav aomer betez zayin nisim. Doesn't say that really. It says mimachras a Shabbos, right? Miyom aviyachem. What's metagamin? And the Targum says mibasa yom etava after the first day, the first day of Yom Tov. Im came. What's goyim the mitzvah? It's not Zman Tez Zayin Nissen. What's Germit is day of, in other words, you have to count the day after Pesach. Pesach is Germit. V'im Toimar b'kol makom Zman HaShabbos, who tells Shabbos meaning Shabbos is Pesach. It says Mimachas HaShabbos. Who tells Vav B'Nissen Germ, and that's, he says, Aloi kol mitzvah HaShabbos Noshim Chayavis Pesach Matzah Marav. And as we learned, the Sefer Chinuch says, they also have in Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. Therefore, they're chayav in all the mitzvahs of Pesach. So if the Goyrim is the day of Pesach, in other words, Pesach says you have to eat matzah, you're chayav in that. Pesach says you have to eat marah, you're chayav in that. Pesach says you have to eat, Pesach says you have to say Sipi Yitzrayim, you're chayav. Pesach says you have to count tomorrow. So Pesach's mean mechayav you. So what does it mean it's not a Zman Grum? Of course, Pesach's Zman Grum, but the Goyrim in this is not the Zman of Tezayin. It's Pesach. And Pesach doesn't have a Ptur of Zman Grumma. Kivin Shekol Mitzvah Shubi Yom Tov Noshim Chayovis. That's where it's a very nice pshat.
He could have said Achen.
No. What do you mean he could have said? Why should he have said? You want to say.
No, I'm saying,
no,
okay.
What does
happen? I'm just saying.
For what? For what?
Then he could have said Achen. Why you go
somewhere? Which nice? Which nays?
Of Pesach.
It means a Pesach, the Chav, and everything. But we know that's...
So I'm saying he could have given that reason as well. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying that's why Pesach is Chav, because of fame. How you buy some nays of Pesach? Okay, so we know that Tosfos says it's Pashtus is Dorban. Okay, well, let's leave that. Okay. No, it's not. The cause is the day after Pesach, except he's just asking. That's called the Enos Man Grama, because it's not Tez Zayin, it's Gerim. It's Tez Vav. The day after Tez Vav, except Tez Vav itself, Pata's woman, the Teresa doesn't because of a special din for some reason. But it's not called a Zman Grama. What Rav Frohl is asking is, what's the difference? It's called a Zman Grama, except it's a Zman Grama Dechayev. No, that's what it means. It means it's the day after Pesach, similar to the Divir Cheskel. It's the day after Pesach. But so what? The day after the Pesach itself is a Zman Groma, but Pesach doesn't have a Ptur of Zman Groma. But it's not called a Zman Groma. So he says, he ends off like this, but he doesn't explain why they're Chayiv in Mitzvah Yitzram, that Sefer Chinuch. We spoke about this, but we'll see. Achladasa Poiskim, Ktsirav, says like this, Avada, all this is only if you hold that you can count during the day. If you can count only at night, then it's a Zman Groma, because of that. He says, okay, the Rambam paskins that you could count during the day, it's kosher b'yom. Ach b'zer kodesh, says not the way. So the question is, what do you do with zer kodesh?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.